This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, May 14th. God's word for you today is the author. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, and it says, "As it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." You cannot keep reading what is in the old chapter and expect to progress in the new chapter. The pages of the old chapter must be closed for you to start a new one. You cannot start a new chapter if you keep reading the old one. Sometimes there are signals, particularly with relationships. One major one is, though this doesn't happen every time, sometimes when chapters change, people exit your life. However, you don't want them to go, so you're forcing old chapters into the new. You are wasting your time because they will never love or appreciate you. Let them go because God has a greater destiny for you. Let the old chapter go. A new chapter actually means that it is not the end. So, for everyone who thinks their life has come to an end, for everyone who is wondering how to make progress or how this and that can happen, listen, the fact that you have a new chapter means it is not the end. It is just the beginning, regardless of what has happened. And because it is just the beginning, you are going to begin to have new experiences. So, I prophesy into your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will have beautiful, new, and awesome experiences. For many people reading this, it is time to write a new story. The chapter of your life is taking a turn, and it is time to write a new story. It is a new chapter. Now, for those who think deeply, when they hear it is a new chapter, the question that pops into their minds is, how do I know what is in this new chapter? How you know what is in the chapter is because you know the person who is writing the chapter, the book. You can trust what is in the new chapter because you know the author. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, "Looking away from all that would distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith." The first implication of Jesus being the author and perfecter is that the content of the book is embedded in Jesus' mind. You know what that means? Ears have not heard. It has not even entered into the heart of man what God has planned for you. You should be excited because no witch knows God's plans for you. They are the things that eyes have not seen. The second implication of that is that the book will be completed. So, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will continually experience a new chapter of promotion, a new chapter of provision, a new chapter of protection, a new chapter of miracles, and a new chapter of mercy. Say amen. Amen. Father, I let go of the old chapters, no matter how good, and I take hold of my new chapters, written by Jesus himself, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.